water cannon against protesters. On Wall Street, the opening bell has just sounded. The Dow down 99 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of a typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Big weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy, mild, high temperatures 70 to 72. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts. They will end by late tonight, windy and colder, overnight low 40. Saturday, a brisk, chilly day with a high only in the mid-50s. Colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March with a high of 52, mostly sunny, and freezing on Monday morning, the first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sepp. Alabama lawmakers have given their final okay to spend $1 billion in federal pandemic relief money. It will be used on a mix of water and sewer projects, broadband expansion, and health care reimbursement. Wording has been added to allow local governments to use some of the water and sewer funds for stormwater projects to combat flooding. A street corner in Montgomery that is a part of the city's civil rights history is getting a makeover. Mayor Stephen Reed, the Montgomery Clean City Commission and others are announcing the new St. Jude Sculptural Corner Garden. The garden is designed to beautify this part of the Selma to Montgomery Voting Rights Trail. Yesterday was the beginning of the two-day event, Alabama Economic Development Initiatives. It is hosted by Alabama VA. The goal is to help veterans, service members, spouses, family members, and caregivers learn about veteran benefits and more. The event continues this morning at 9 and runs until 3. For more news, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sapp.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SUMI to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SUMI for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SUMI for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Scott Beeson. It is a Friday here in the heart of God's country, the 17th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2023. I hope you're having a great morning so far, and I hope the last 21 hours have been good for you as well. We appreciate you being here. Amy Beth Shaver is with me. Sky's running the program. Big Dave is helping on the side, and we are ready to rock and roll. It's a big day here in the United States because an official American holiday is apparently St. Patrick's Day. This is a legitimate question for legitimately pondering people. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Because we love parades and to wear T-shirts that say parades? Lucky Charms.
I think I'm going to have to say you're close.
To drink?
Big Dave says it's to drink.
It is to drink. He's right. It's
Scott,
ridiculous.
Scott, do you want to weigh in?
It's Irish Heritage Day.
Oh, that's what it is. Appreciation of Irish heritage. Oh, yes.
We're all Irish today. And by the way, what's Irish and stays out all night? Patio furniture. All right.
There you go for your Friday, everybody.
Is that a dad's
welcome
joke?
To Friday.
It is.
I like that. Because I'm going to tell my son, he's going to look at me. He's going to look at me the same way I looked at you, Sky.
Yeah, that's the payoff.
What?
that
is the payoff. So I have this theory. Big Dave got the answer right. St. Patrick's Day. Okay, well, the official thing is what Sky said. We're appreciating this is Irish Heritage Day. I'm going with it is an excuse for us to drink. I don't drink at all, but I'm just speaking for Americans in general. It's an excuse for us to drink.
I appreciate you celebrating me because I'm Irish.
Are you Irish?
Scott, Irish and Dutch.
You claim I thought you were like American Indian and partially African American.
That's what I identify as.
Oh, sorry. I didn't get the difference in identify. Scotch, Irish, and Dutch. How did the Dutch get in there?
I have a green hat and wooden shoes.
Obviously.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So people are going to have a good time. I'm not wearing any green today. Did you?
I'm wearing green. And my eyes are green. I have a green Chris Shaver bracelet.
You cannot count a leather bracelet with a green strap.
At my shirt. My shirt is green.
Oh, the shirt that's under the sweatshirt is green.
If you had an ounce of green on when you were in elementary school, it counted. So Chris Shaver's bracelet is it's got green
that
on it.
That counts.
That counts.
Yeah, that's reaching.
But my green t-shirt that pretends that I play tennis that I don't, that's what's green.
Oh, y'all are killing me. Big Dave, you got any green? No, we're messing this up.
I wear green every day.
Camouflage does not count as Irish.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it.
It's invisible. I can't even see the hat. It is so bad. I received a Nurple, a regular twisty Nurple from a bus rider kid today because I didn't have green on. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't need a Nurple. He said, you ain't got no green on. I'm like, fair enough. I was just thankful I didn't get like 60 of them. I'd be bruised up.
You could be, but you're not. So at least somebody noticed you had no green on.
Somebody cared about me.
But
yes.
I wore green. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. I didn't realize it was St. Patrick's Day until...
All I want is a Lucky Charms t-shirt because that was the cereal I wasn't allowed to have in childhood because we had to eat healthy.
It's healthy. You need to read the box.
But I wanted Lucky Charms. It's very healthy.
Lucky Charms is better than some of the cereals that they claim are healthy because I went out on a limb and actually checked when my wife had sent me to the grocery store. So then next time I was with her, I was like, we need to get some of those Lucky Charms. She said, that is terrible for you. I said, no, it's not. Compare it to, and I don't remember which one it was. It was like, you know, Special K or something, because those are so full of bran and just dehydrated broccoli and lettuce flakes and stuff. They have to put so much sugar on them just to make them edible. That they actually have more sugar than Lucky Charms is very, very healthy.
Well, apparently the food pyramid says that cereal is at the top. Now, if you want to see gastroenterologists roll over, then tell them that. But no. Look, St. Patrick was a real guy. We know this by now.
And he drank a lot?
I don't think he drank a lot.
No,
he is the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland, credited with bringing Christianity to Ireland and probably responsible in part for the Christianization of the Picts, P-I-C-T-S, and Anglo-Saxons. There you go.
I thought he ran the snakes out. Who was that?
Also probably him.
That was in St. Patrick's.
Well, because you know what we do in America. Like, we like a person and we think, oh, we're going to attach ourselves to this little idea that we have of them. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to throw other cool things at them, like he ran the snakes out of Ireland.
He probably did.
I'm pretty sure he didn't do that.
Cold and, you sure?
I would like to have somebody run the snakes out of Alabama.
So he didn't use he wasn't a Pied Piper for the snakes. That's a different story.
He was
story.
Not. Different story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we celebrate across the United States, those of us who aren't Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day because St. Patrick, but we don't even talk about him bringing Christianity to Ireland.
No, that's boring. Why would we talk about
so
that?
So we just do green, shamrocks, and alcohol.
And pots of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Kind of like Cinco
that means.
De Mayo, huh?
Give me, well, that's
yes,
my other
exactly.
holiday that we do only to drink. Goodness gracious. What is the thing from Mobile, the Mobile Leprechaun?
Wait,
I
what?
I want that gold. Give me that gold. I know Sky knows this. Sky started to smile. He knows. You remember the thing from Mobile? Give me the gold. There's a leprechaun up in that tree.
That is also known as the Mobile Bigfoot. But which you've seen about
Bigfoot
as often
as,
the Mobile leprechaun.
And then you've got
he's not Irish. He's Cajun, by the way.
And so that's what the Mexican president saw up in the tree also, right?
Right, right.
The elf.
Yeah. You never know what's going on down there.
Funny to me that these things seem to appear near drinking holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the food pyramid, though. So the food pyramid is one of those things that the federal government has gotten wrong for
ever
30, 40, 50, 60 years. And so we believed them when COVID came?
Obviously. I mean, they did such a good job. They weren't paid off. You know, that had nothing to do with anything. So we trusted them with COVID.
Absolutely.
For
let's,
sure.
Let's get to the phones real quick. We're already starting off the day good. Let's go to Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
I'm sorry. This is Scotty. I'm crossing the empty matter path, and I'm knee-deep in dribbles, Captain. I'm killing off these guts.
I can't even respond.
Oh, I can't respond myself, but I just did it. Hey,
you did.
Hey, Scotty's
fantastic.
My boy. That's right. You never knew. You never had a last name. It's just Scotty.
Thank you, Soldier
Boy. I self-identified today as Scotty, so I'm going to go home and watch all the Star Trek reruns.
Study engineering.
I heard you got a hot lassie over there.
Yes, we do.
I'm not talking about the dog lassie. I'm talking about the lady.
Oh, God.
I've got nothing, Soulja Boy. Juice.
Too much orange juice this morning. Oh. Hey, you know what's great about St. Patrick's Day is, look at Chicago. They're going to put all that green stuff in there and run the river. I guess the river all green.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are going to do that. But they also chased the snake out of the mayor's residence.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, sorry, Lori White. What was it? Lori Lightfoot? Is that her name?
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Oh, that is a definite Beetlejuice. Did you see that commercial where she came in and delivered the pizza and she said she's delivered chops? She always delivers. 30 minutes or less. Oh, Lori. I'm going to miss her. I just hope they don't get somebody worse or equal to her.
Oh, I'm betting on going with equal.
Well, I think Cruz, a true Democrat is not so bad. It's the progressive and liberals that really get my stance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand. I agree. So I mean, most like of the true Democrats became Republicans.
Look at JFK, for example, right?
Yeah.
JFK, today we dug him up right now. Would he be a conservative or what?
He would be a right-wing Christian fundamentalist conservative wacko terrorist.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was, and that's why how he won both sides of the party during that election and stuff. But I tell you one thing, I'm really pissed off this morning, and that's Lindsey Graham. Yeah, you know, I need to go to World War III. We need to go. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Soulja Boy. Who is more supportive of World War III?
Let me get out of my Lindsey Graham profile. Hold on.
No, you may need Lindsey Graham back.
I might need some fine Kentucky bourbon like Mitch McConnell, you know what I'm saying there, boy. You know, going down around that corner.
I was gonna ask, who is more pro-World War III, Lindsey Graham or Sean Hannity?
Oh, it's got to be definitely Lindsey Graham.
I don't know.
And I love the way
they were competing with each other
Lori
the other night.
And Tucker Carlson called both of them. He said, oh, he's always welcome on the show, but you see, he doesn't never show up. And last time Lindsey Graham was on there, Laura gave him the fifth degree.
Well, those are the two conservatives that are left at Fox.
Oh, absolutely. Tucker is taking the heat, man. And imagine what his ratings are right now. Oh, my goodness. You don't know what's going on in this country unless you watch Tucker.
Or listen to this program.
Well, let's look about it. Children now can get sex changes at age of 13 without parents' consent.
In some places?
I guess they think, well, is it any difference from Dr. Mengele?
No, it's actually not.
Testing on children?
You're
no
right.
No difference,
no.
Is there?
No, there's
okay.
not.
And let's look at something else, too. Is there any difference in why isn't China being held accountable for COVID? For example, you remember Mr. Trump said no international flights out of China? And what happened? But then the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, goes in Chinatown and says, oh, it's racist. That's racist. But China was smart. They wouldn't let anybody travel within the province, each province, but they sure allowed them to travel outside the country. Now, you
sure
want to
did.
Watch a good movie? You want to watch a good movie? Watch the movie Contagion. Did. Came out 10 years before COVID did. Matt Damon.
It's a great movie.
And Judd Law.
You got it.
And a war Fishburne in it. Watch it. It is almost exactly what happened.
That is interesting. Thanks, Soulja Boy. I appreciate you, brother. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You all have a great day and stay away from the anti-matter pods.
You know what?
What?
He brought up a great point, and this is something we talked about before the show started. Yesterday was the COVID anniversary, 3 years. And I wonder what are people's perspectives 3 years after the fact. Like, how long did it take our audience to realize not that COVID wasn't a serious virus, okay? Because whoever had it, I've had it several times, will knock you out and take you down. It can. All right.
How did you have it several times?
I've had it several times.
Really?
I just
are you just
I don't
genetically
know.
Genetically prone to
probably. you know.
You didn't get all vaxxed up, which
I didn't. So Chris and I were in New Orleans the weekend of the outbreak, and we got home, and later that week, both of us were like, felt it in our chest, felt a little sluggish. We're like, what in the world is this?
Right.
But I was looking yesterday, we didn't get to talk about it, but I wonder, what are people's thoughts 3 years later? How long did it take our audience to know, did we really need to shut everything down? Did we really believe that it was going to be 2 weeks to slow the spread? Do we really believe that we've never used masks before, but suddenly they're going to magically work like a lucky charm?
Right.
Do we really think that something that was rushed to production was going to be the right thing to do? Do we really believe them? And then on the other side of it, why are there still people masked and gloved up? I don't know if you've run across them lately, but I have, and I am unable to keep my face from showing the really. So that's what I'm interested in. I want to know about that. Like, where were you when it happened? Where were you when the shutdown was announced? What were your thoughts? I want to know about it.
We'll hear. Maybe if I get the frog out of my throat. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks. And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA home loan program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
They're using that time to restructure the company, do the things they've always wanted to do that you can't really do when you're going full bore. You know, it's like, you know, trying to change the oil while the car's driving.
That's economist and Tulane Business School professor Peter Ricciuti. We talk economic predictions and recession best practices from the businesses his students study. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson and Amy Beth Shaver is with me. We appreciate you listening to the program. Don't forget to tell other people about this show. That is how we grow. The number here, 1-800-289-9228 for all the folks across the state of Alabama. Let's get right back to the phones, Amy Beth. Charles Hollis has been waiting. Charles, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and I hope you're having a great day.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Amy Beth.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Guess what, Amy Beth?
Tell me.
My wife and I have four children.
Yes?
Yes. I heard you say that. I think that was you.
Yes, I have four children, and so does Allison. We got a lot of kids, don't we?
We have a lot of kids. All right, let's go back to last Friday. Y'all were speaking of a room of 1,700.
The Ron DeSantis meeting, yes.
Yes.
Dinner.
I was in a room of 1,700 or more once upon a time back in 1988. Bush, too, was there.
Yes.
Also, Bart Starr was there. We talked about Vince Lombardi's last three seasons of the Green Bay Packers. But anyway, those people who were in the room with you, except for DeSantis, who hold public office here in the state of Alabama, guess what? You're not going to guess?
Yes.
I voted for them. I voted for them. Anyway, EIB, Trump on.
Excellent broadcasting.
I love it. Yes.
Thanks, Charles. We appreciate you, brother. Let's get to Eric the Dog. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Irish hola. Yeah.
Hola.
There you go. Thank you.
It's like, oh,
get the spirit.
Ooh,
la.
Ooh, la
la.
But that's different,
yes.
My bad.
Yeah, that would be Amy Beth's heritage, Italian.
You know, I didn't realize Budgie Boy had so many voices in his head. I never met a schizophrenic that I know of, but I know one when I hear one. And he is one. A lot of people live in that head. y'all, it's Friday, and I don't have to work because it's raining, so. Yeehaw.
So you can spend some more time with us today.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. Were y'all asking where we were when the pandemic started? Was that the question?
Yes,
that
I wanted to know. We're flashing back because this is the anniversary, or yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was the 3-year COVID-iversary.
Where they said we had 2 weeks and we'll get out of it?
Yes, 2 weeks to slow the spread, flatten the curve.
Yes.
Go home, enjoy your family.
And it'll be all over in a few days.
Everything will be fine.
It'll be great.
Everybody can enjoy their... Well, I'll tell you what, I got fired that day. I did. They were like,
did you?
You know,
seriously?
I promise you. I was working for a temp service, same company I'm working for now, but I was on through a temp service. And they said because of the pandemic, nobody was scheduling to have their aircraft painted, so they weren't going to be able to keep anybody that wasn't on full time. But I went home, and 3 days later, I was in Philadelphia. They called me and said, "Will you go to Philadelphia?" I was like, "Sure." I ain't scared. You know why I never took it serious? And I mean not like the way they were trying to make it out to be.
Right.
They had police officer and emergency response personnel, you know, out at Walmart, so you didn't have more than 50 people in a store, you know, and you were standing in line to go in Walmart. But those guys were out there, no mask, no protective suit, no scuba-type gear, just out there, just in the general public. And I said, right there tells me all I need to know.
Agree.
I mean, when those guys, I told people I was talking to, when they show up in hazmat suits, then yeah, then you can have that label of angst for me. But until then, no, y'all gonna have to do better than that. I don't scare that easy. I mean, it's just there was too much things were at odds with each other, you know, just nonsensical. But there were some people that went off the deep end. I was doing math at work for people about how many cases versus the population. It's like there's 0.00001% of people that have this, but we're going to shut down the government and the well, if only, but we're going to shut down the economy.
Do you remember? I thought this was odd that it took a few weeks for Walmart and Target, for example, to require a mask. Do you remember that? They shut it down, and then all of a sudden, you could still go because people were at home. And of course, my family did not. We did not, quarantine. I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah,
and you could still go to Walmart, Target. Yeah, nothing. No mask, nothing. And then all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, we should probably make everybody wear a mask." About 3 weeks into it,
right?
That was
Dr. Ladin said it wasn't. Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I went to I flew to Hawaii while that was going on, and when I first got into Hawaii, they were sitting there with the when you got off the plane, walking up the gangway, they had the National Guard, Hawaii's National Guard, at the airport. And they were shooting down the hallway with those infrared cameras, checking people's temperature if they got off. And you had to fill out a form of where you were going to be, who you were staying with. I actually had to get special permission to even go there because it was work-related. But my company had to petition the governor's office to get a special work thing for me to go in there. These people lost their mind.
Wasn't Hawaii one of those states that, I mean, they were still playing COVID cop long after everyone else began to quit?
They still play COVID cop.
Do they really?
That place, they've really, really hurt themselves in a lot of aspects. You know how many homeless people are in Hawaii? There's actually states that actually send people to Hawaii, homeless people. I mean, I've literally been walking down and having to step around and over some of them. People pass out. I saw a lady that was, she was wheelchair bound, but she was laying in the sidewalk. She'd gotten out of her chair and was laying on the sidewalk, just in the middle of them, just laying on the sidewalk. People have cots set up on the side of the road right behind fast food restaurants, just sitting out there, sitting on a cot. They have beaches that are overtaken with homeless encampments, like full on little enclaves that move. The police run them out. They let them stay at a beach for about 2 weeks and move them down to the next one.
That's crazy. Eric the Dog, we appreciate you, brother. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break.
Thanks, Eric.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson and Amy Beth Shaver. We'll be right back.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's Blended Learning Executive JD Schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice, on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's Executive JD Schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Big weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy, mild, high temperatures 70 to 72. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts. They will end by late tonight, windy and colder, overnight low 40. Saturday, a brisk, chilly day with a high only in the mid-50s. Colder Saturday night, low 35. Sunday, unusually cold for March with a high of 52, mostly sunny, and freezing on Monday morning. The first day of spring. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota Construction Equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We are back. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is in with me today. Allison will be here at some point in time, I believe.
Yes, soon.
I think that is correct. But let's get right back to your phone calls. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So much stuff to talk about. And it is a Friday, a follow-up Friday. Anything that we missed earlier in the week, I know some people have been like, what is going on with the Biden administration and their executive order on guns? Quick take on that. What's new? Is it even newsworthy to hear Joe Biden talk about how he wants to make it harder for you and I to be able to protect ourselves? Probably not, but we'll discuss some of that. We'll discuss some of the basketball from yesterday. And I am more excited about a feature I saw on my television provider. You'll love this, Amy Beth. Y'all may know about it already, but we'll have it right after this call.
I can't wait.
Let's go to the phones. Kyle, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey there. You talking about the pandemic anniversary, okay?
Yes.
We didn't care about it because on Valentine's Day, before they figured out what it was 3 years ago, my wife had it and was in the hospital, and they didn't know what it was. They have no clue. So she had it and was in the hospital. We wouldn't let her get put on a ventilator because if you got on one of those, you didn't get put off. But we had a group of doctors. She had some other ongoing issues, and so her group of doctors went a little different way with meds and whatnot. But so... she had it February 13th, and then 14th, we were in the hospital on Valentine's Day. And, of course, I was exposed to it. And so when they go, we're shutting everything down, we're like, so we got natural immunity now. Big deal.
Right.
So,
hey, let me ask you a question, Kyle. Kyle. And I don't know if you've pondered this before, and I want Amy Beth, because you know, her family's medical background, et cetera. Do you think that your wife received better medical care since they didn't know what it was, and they said, "Oh, this is some sort of virus. We're going to handle this like a regular bad virus. We know she's got some other health problems." Because I would argue, and I'd love to know your take, I would argue that she would have been at much more risk after they knew it was COVID and after they put their quote-unquote COVID protocols in than she was when they were just like, we don't know, it's just all hands on deck. Have you thought about that at all? And what would you say about that?
Yeah, we have, and that's my 100% belief, that we were treated much better as our team of doctors didn't know about COVID and they didn't know, all of the opinions that were flying around and stuff like that. All they knew was this was a viral infection, and they treated it as a viral infection. You know, there's bacterial stuff you can do all day long, but viruses are a little different. But because they didn't have all the popular noise and all the
They didn't have the government guidelines. You had these check boxes. You do this, which I'm gonna be honest, killed a lot of Americans.
Yeah, it did kill a lot of Americans, and we were fortunate that our doctors did not have to not only check those boxes, but be influenced by the way the government said, "Oh, well, the CDC says this." Well, no, our doctors didn't have to play with that game because it was a month before. And it's my 100% belief. And she is still not vaccinated. I am still not vaccinated. And it's my belief that before all the popular noise and the government guidelines and everything came into play, that we were 100% taken care of better than we would have been a month later.
Now, you make a great point, Kyle. Appreciate you, brother. That's actually fascinating. I've never even thought about that aspect,
that
but that's really good. Kyle, appreciate you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanks Patrick Day, buddy. It's the best I got. It's all I've got right
both
now.
Both works.
Yeah. I'm very multicultural. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. I had oral surgery yesterday, so I am trying to do my best. Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy and talking out the side of my neck, if you don't mind.
I gotcha. Hey, Crawdad, why didn't you call us yesterday? That was the day for you to call, because that would have been entertaining.
I was laying up in the bed feeling terrible, lad. I couldn't stand it none. I had my toes pulled out, you know. It's bad. Kiss me, Blarney Stone, I say. There you go. That's the best I
Thank
can
you.
Do to...
Listen, that was excellent.
I was listening two things, and I wanted to say that I listened to this radio station pretty much from sun up to sundown and then some. And you folks are doing a fine job. I'm glad you're on board there.
Thank you.
And once again, when I spoke to you the other day, I mentioned that I was glad to hear that you're going to include theological aspects. And that is so critical these days. It really and truly is. So, what? More to the point, this thing about the guns and the Second Amendment and over and how they just keep beating the same old drum on that, you know. I will take Uncle Joe Biden's advice once again when he told us anecdotally, he said, just go buy a shotgun. Okay. Well,
I think I bought several
because of Uncle Joe Biden. And you know what? Not one of them has walked off and shot one person yet.
But there's always that chance, Crawdad. There's that first
what?
One.
You're gonna grow legs? You know?
Well, I mean, look. Okay, here I'm going to explain it to you. The exact same people who believe that there was a primordial ooze and that at one point in time, against all odds, trillions and trillions and trillions to one, the right number of proteins came together and linked together all simultaneously and created that first cell. It didn't die instantaneously, but it was able to become eventually reaching out to us. Those people who were able to believe that absolutely will believe that one of the many shotguns that you have purchased on behalf of Joe Biden, in honor of Joe Biden, could sprout legs and become a shotgunosaurus.
In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was good. The Word looked out upon the void and said, let there be light, and there was light. And way on down the line, the Word, the Logos, Emmanuel, came to be with us and abide with us and become us so that we then could also go with him to paradise and live everlastingly forever with the Father. That's all I know. And anybody else that doesn't know that, they'll find out one way or another. God bless them.
You're right about that. Thanks, Crawdad. I appreciate you. No, and that's one of the freedoms that we have on this program, and we appreciate all those folks who support us on the different stations, being able to talk about the truth, being able to talk about the news and society, et cetera, but always still be able to blend in what is the truth, which is what God says about all of this, from Genesis to Jesus's life, crucifixion, and resurrection, the whole nine yards. And we appreciate the opportunity to do that.
That's right. Well, I mean, faith informs how everybody lives. It's just what kind of faith. And so ours is are rooted in the Word of God and rooted in the person of Christ. And we don't take that lightly, that we're still able to share that faith with our new audience. It means the world, really, especially
Absolutely.
In the world that we're living in, because
yeah.
It is the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And there you go.
You got it.
Yep.
And so many people are looking out going, what is going on? People that 5 years ago would have said, I might not want to hear that. Now they're like,
tell
you know
me
what?
More.
Give me something. Give me a little bit of that.
That's right.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We'll be right back.
Happening
running now for 1 week only. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Tires at cost and add an alignment for just $25.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them this week and Gray's will hold them until you do. All tires at cost, 1 week only.
And $25 alignment. Plus, spend a dollar at Gray's and get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Come celebrate March 11th through the 18th at all locations.
Visit graystirecenter.com.
We're here with David Little from Tucker Pecan. David, what's new at Tucker Pecan Company?
Well, you know, new is a good thing, but we always keep our old favorites. You know, we always get new jewelry, new purses, new things like that, new gifty items. But the one thing we always have at Tucker Pecan Company is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Our chocolate-covered pecans, Lord, they're so good. And our white chocolate, it's awesome. And, you know, roasted and salted, you can't beat it. But we've got everything from zebra bark to tiger butter, which tiger butter is white chocolate and peanut butter. You talking about good? Oh, Lord. It's like one of those southern treats. We've got cheese straws. We've got anything you can think of. We've got dip mixes. We've got all these great things at Tucker Pecan, including the gifts that we have that are changing daily. Hey, we're your one-stop shopping in downtown Montgomery. You come see us. We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Again, it's Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver has been with me all morning, and Allison Sinclair has wandered into the studio. Allison, we're glad you're here. Oh, celebrating the Auburn basketball victory.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, I have to admit it. I was for Auburn last night.
Were you?
I was, really.
I thought they did a great job.
They did. They played well.
They didn't finish the game. Of it.
That was impressive.
So the Alabama people watched Auburn play.
Well said.
And the Auburn people didn't watch a minute of it.
I was doing research and serious things.
Hey, did you see that my Penn State, the Nittany Lions won as well?
You're claiming Penn State now?
I was born in Pennsylvania at Penn State. So
okay.
So that's, you know, that's my secret. It's a mountain lion.
But what's the Nittany part mean?
It's one of the words that you can use interchangeably for a mountain lion.
Is it like American
Indian?
It's
the same thing as that we have. We have, you know, bobcats here, mountain lions, that kind of thing.
So it's called a Nittany lion?
It's a Nittany.
And they had a different kind of lion around?
It's an extra special lion, okay?
I just thought it maybe was like an Indian word.
It could be. I don't know. Well, but I looked it up one day. I'm just saying.
Okay. Nittany lions. Go Lions.
Yay! Listen, I was excited that they did well. Okay?
They did do well.
You know what? That's fine. Alabama, Brandon Miller didn't have to play. They did great.
No, they didn't even score.
Do we want to bring that up again?
No,
he just didn't play.
Auburn did a great job, and I was glad they finished.
Oh, yeah, they did. They played to the end.
That's really where we are now.
Well, because so many teams have trouble finishing the game, and they did.
Auburn's bugaboo all year is they'll get out, but they just had trouble finishing. And by the way, they've got Houston, formerly number one, very good team, coming up next, and Auburn is only a 5.5-point dog to Houston.
And it's, where are they going to play? Are they in Birmingham?
Yes.
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 Yeah. I think so.
Saturday.
I think
so too.
You know what?
If 6 our show tip was, off.
So where did Houston play? Did Houston play in Birmingham yesterday? I'm getting kind of confused on where everybody played. I don't think Auburn was in, and that's all I care about.
I don't think Auburn was in Birmingham. I want to say that's in Dayton. But that doesn't make sense. See, I know the Final Four is going to be in Houston, but I'll check it out.
Right.
I'll look it up.
So figure it all out for us if you can. Now, okay, we got to get to the phones in just a second. We got some folks waiting, but I want to point out what I thought was the greatest thing.
What?
And y'all are all technology people, so y'all got it. But so last night I'm watching the game, and I accidentally hit the home button instead of the back button, and it takes me back to the main menu on my very nice TV. And there's a choice like for just NCAA basketball, Sky. So I click on that, and lo and behold, I have all four games on simultaneously.
It's like Christmas morning.
It is like being at Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever. And so they're all on.
Oh, my gosh.
And whichever one you choose, you can hear that sound, but you can still watch the other three games. Oh. And if you want to blow it up, you just click that one. I'm like, that's what technology's for.
That's quadruple pick and pick.
It was an accident that I found it.
Right.
And I guess it's a YouTube TV thing because that's who I use.
We have YouTube TV. Okay,
so you need to check for that choice.
I love technology. Mm-hmm. Okay, if we're thinking of Napoleon Dynamite, this is kind of what we're singing to ourselves right now.
Right.
I love technology. That's magical. Pretty sure my boys will have the exact same thing going on this weekend.
If you don't know about it, just go down and check for it.
I'm excited about that.
It really is cool.
Get excited.
Let's do it. You want to take a real quick phone call? We only have a couple minutes, but let's go to Texas. She's usually not, she is, well, I don't know if she's short or not,
she's
but
concise.
Texas, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
What? I am short. I'm only 5'2 now. I lost a half an inch to arthritis, and that half an inch was very important. Now, that's not why I called. How are you
When you're 5'2", yes, that's important, that half inch.
Okay, the COVID bursary. You know, I forgot all about standing in lines and everything, because I was already sitting on a couch in Alabaster, Alabama, trying to figure out why I was there, and I was watching like all the Trump stuff and da 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 da. I had forgotten about that till Eric reminded us. I love our callers, like Crawdad. Crawdad was awesome today. Okay,
yes,
now ladies and gentlemen, who looked up the word dingleberry?
Oh, I know what a dingleberry is. I didn't have to look it up, and I giggled about that for a while.
I think we kind of might have used it slightly inappropriately, but it was close enough to...
I didn't have to hit the red button.
Really?
Yes.
What is it really?
Let's change the subject.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Look, stop. You guys are cracking me up. Anyway, it is a real berry. Because we looked it up one day when I was at rehab doing stuff for my knee. Because we all cracked up because I called somebody.
Texas, we got to roll, but stick with us because I want to hear the rest of the Dingleberry saga. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
I'll save up and write them all down.
Okay.
Save up those Dingleberries.
We'll be back.